This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
It is proud to announce its 2013 official Pride schedule of events for June 9th through 16th. We have a full week of exciting happenings designed to showcase and celebrate the LGBTQ community, including a Star Trek theme party, a special film screening, a comedy showcase, and a Tony Award-winning musical. The week will conclude with the 43rd Annual Portland Pride Waterfront Festival and Parade, June 15th and 16th at Tom McCall Park. More information about the Portland Pride Festival and Parade can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Every Tuesday night from 10 p.m. to midnight, KBOO brings you the Anjali and the Kid Show with DJ Anjali and the Incredible Kid. Post-national bass, folk, and urban sounds that'll knock you upside the head.
It's Anjali and the Kid every Tuesday night on KBOO.
The time is 6 o'clock. You are listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next is Out Loud, KBOO's Queer Culture Radio Show.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Yellow Pages, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit pdxgyp.com.
This program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair-accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212. In Vancouver at 360-694-1234 or RadioCab.net.
This is 90.7 FM KBOO. My name's Natalie Marie, and welcome to Out Loud. It's that time of year again, folks. Of course, as everybody should know by now, it's Pride Week, and I had a whole slew of announcements for you, so let me go ahead and get them together right now. And just realizing that my whole slew of announcements was preempted by Pride Northwest right before the show. So I have one announcement for you today, and it's the Apocalypse event. Apocalypse presents Queer Pride PDX 2013 at Slabtown on Sunday at 8 p.m. Now, Apocalypse presents you this year with an all-ages punk rock alternative to corporate pride. Come celebrate your fabulous queer selves with legendary Northwest band The Need, along with Labrurse, effing lesbian B-words, Cockeye, Thank You Holy Spirit, DJ Hero Worship. And this is going to be truly radical, so I hope you'll join us for this very special pride celebration. Only $7. Advance, $8 at the door, pre-sale tickets available online. So check them out at Slabtown if you're into anti-corporate pride. Now, in the studio today, we're going to have a couple of guests. So sit back and get ready. We're going to talk to Rusty Tennant, the artistic director of the Fuse Theater Ensemble. We're going to be talking to a local artist who will be performing Sunday at Pride, and then we're also going to be talking to a few folks about a benefit for Equalize. But first, we're going to get Pride Week started with a track from Goddess and She.
They're not fooling me. I know where they want me to be. This one thing I can see. Yeah, this one thing I can see.
Black, brown, straight, gay.
Treated us like maggots, swept us away with the rest of the ass. Where's my history class? Trapped in closets, if we came out, hated by society, minorities, even by our own families. Damn, it's crazy that a few of the brave threw stones to show their rage in this new age. Americans say faggot and dyke as often as they say like. Oh my God, did you see that dog? Matthew Shepard, Tina Brand, and many others dead. If we not dead, we f***ed in the head. My bed has become the most popular political forum. Like Bull Durham, create ideas of gender. I'm a fender. People say we can pass, but it's that same concept that keeps us oppressed. It's a test every day not to be a mess. I'm trying to do my best, but it's really hard to be gay. That's all I gotta say, but we all struggle in our own way. So,
and we're back in the studio. This is Natalie Marie. I just wanted to remind you real quick that Out Loud will be at Pride as well as Goddess and She, who will be performing. We're going to get you a little bit more information about that in a minute. But right now in the studio, I have with me Rusty Tennant, the artistic director from the Fuse Theater Ensemble. Welcome, Rusty.
Thank you very much.
So, Rusty, tell me a little bit about the Fuse Theater Ensemble and what that is exactly.
Fuse started about probably 5 or 6 years ago. I actually did not live here at the time. I moved here officially about 4 years ago after having lived here and traveled teaching theater and whatnot in various different places. And I took over as co-artistic director with Kate Mira at the time. Took Fuse Theater Ensemble on our own little journey. And then recently Kate has, we better detailed our job descriptions, and Kate has become the executive director, and I am now the artistic director, the sole artistic director. Fuse is, it's an ensemble. We operate on a consensus basis, which in the theater can be a really big challenge, because theater is, number one, full of a bunch of egos, myself not excluded.
Right.
So that creates its own challenges. And usually when people create pieces of theater, there's one person who's driving the ship, you know, a director kind of right. Became the norm. And as an ensemble, we still have directors, but it doesn't give them the absolute authority that it does in a lot of other companies and whatnot. Our directors have to deal with us coming from all different directions with all sorts of notes, and we all try to end on a nice, happy little page that we all agree on, which isn't always the case in theater. So
yeah, it's definitely a unique way of approaching theater.
We get together once every week on Saturdays from 10 to noon at Artist Repertory Theater, who's been an amazing support for us just as an up-and-coming ensemble. And we do a thing we call the Fusion.
Tell me about the Fusion.
Basically, our core ensemble gets together, and we teach we use a technique called Viewpoints, created by a woman by the name of Ann Bogart and Tina Landau years ago. And we use that as kind of the foundation for teaching theater. It dissects theater through the components of space and time, which sounds really deep and metaphysical, but it's not. It's actually a very really easy, freeing way to approach theater. The basic rule of Viewpoints is there is no wrong answer. You need to trust that you're right. And as an actor, I can tell you, you know, first time you open up that script, you spend about a month usually thinking you're absolutely wrong. You know, I'm making the wrong choice here. This isn't the right voice. This isn't the right walk. Whatever it is, I need to figure it out. And Viewpoints from the word go says, no, you are right. Follow that and go with that. And it's a lot of movement. It was created by dancers, and so a lot of us have a movement background, but we're also just general theater artists, which is not something that, you know, really dominates the theater scene nowadays. A lot of people are very specified. I'm an actor. I'm a director. I'm a designer. Right. And each of us, you give us the job and we'll figure it out. We do. we try to do it all.
Yeah.
So
right on. Tell me again, remind our listeners what, when does that happen and when does it occur? How do people get involved with that?
Well, the Fusion happens 10 to noon, at Artist Repertory every Saturday morning. So if you can get your butt out of bed and by 10 o'clock and be at Artist Repertory Theater, there is no charge for it. It's just people getting together and studying theater on a weekly basis. And I honestly, maybe this is to brag a little bit about the company, but I don't know of another theater company in town that gets together every week and practices their art form, regardless of what production they're doing. Yeah. I don't know many companies that do that, period. So it is a commitment that we have. So, and it's open. It's an open invite. We want people to come in. If you have no theater experience, we are very interested in you. And if if you've done theater for your entire life, we're equally as interested. Each of those brings their own different perspective on, you know, the work of Viewpoints, at least. So
great. Open to all. And it's at Artist Repertory, which is where
Artist Repertory Theater is at 1515 Southwest Morrison. If you don't know Artist Repertory Theater, you need to get out and see some Artist Repertory Theater because they are, along with Portland Center Stage, they're doing the highest professional, you know, theater out there in town. I've worked there for a number of years as a props designer, and, you know, this year I'll be directing A Reason for the Season, which is the Christmas offering at Artist Rep. They just went through a leadership change. Alan Noss, who's been the artistic director of Artist Rep for the past 30 years, or I guess the company's been around for 30. I think Alan's been there for 20 or 25. He's stepping down, and they have a new artistic director coming in, Damaso Rodriguez, and Damaso is amazing. He's just a whole new breath of fresh air, and he's really getting a lot of people involved. And I mean, he's gotten, you know, me involved, and he's got a lot of other actors and artists in the community that he's really trying to blossom this whole thing. So it's kind of exciting.
That's great. That sounds like a great opportunity for actors and community members to get involved.
Absolutely.
Get back out. Let's get back to Fuse a little bit now. Sure. Tell me about, I've read the Fuse mission statement, and maybe you could go into this a little bit more for me. Do you want to read the statement, or shall I?
Oh, go ahead. No, okay. I'd love to hear it.
So apparently Fuse mission statement is to dare our audience to exit their comfort zones, our peers to collaborate before competing, and our community to manage our resources sustainably.
Praise God.
Yes. So break that down for me. Dare our audience to exit their comfort zones.
You know, I'll break it down even one step further. It literally is just to dare. We pride ourselves on being a daring company. We will try the things that other people will not try and Consequently, we will also be willing to fail, which you and I might talk more about a little bit later.
I've had a little bit of experience with the Fuse Theater performances before, and they do change. They seem to morph.
Yeah, we started the show that we're talking about was Sonnetscape. It was a piece that we created taking all of Shakespeare's sonnets, which to me was amazing that people did not know the story of Shakespeare's sonnets.
Right.
You know, most of us are taught one. We might memorize one when we're kids, but we're never taught that this is the love story of two men. Mm-hmm. And it goes on for 154 sonnets. So if you're considering that Shakespeare might not have been gay, I will just ask you, name another person who wrote 154 sonnets to a man that they didn't love. There's just no logic in it. It doesn't make any sense. And he wasn't getting paid exceptional amounts to write these sonnets, although some of them he definitely was commissioned to write.
Right.
So we took that piece, and you know, that's meaty material, and so we created a piece out of it that at the beginning was exhausting.
It was a bit exhausting.
It was a bit exhausting.
This was at Q Center last year.
Yeah, and it was an hour and a half, and drones. Well, it had a lot of drone to it, is what I would say.
Right.
But we learned from it, and we did it. You know, we did that piece two other times besides the Q Center, and by the time we were done with it, it was a rock and roll show. I mean, it was high energy. It was very clear. We took a lot of the things that we knew we had done wrong in that initial production and made them better. And that's devising theater. That's different than when you see a play that has been written and performed in New York and then brought here or whatever. Devising theater, we have to allow for people who are willing to go out on the limb to devise new and original works. We have to allow them to test on audiences, be able to say this worked with an audience, this didn't work with an audience, and therefore build the show, you know. And our audience is really good about staying in tune with that for the most part. So yeah.
Would you say that's what's considered for Fuse, shifting the paradigm? I've heard that thrown around before.
Yeah, I mean, in many ways, we want to shift the paradigm. We think of ourselves as a sustainable company, and in sustainable theater, or with sustainability in theater, it's a different sort of world. It's not just about, you know, making sure we don't use the right, you know, we're making sure we use the right kind of woods and the right kind of paint and all this other stuff. It's also about understanding that theater is about a performance, and it's about a performer. And so as Fuse, we want to invest our money in the performer, right? I have done a lot of theater over my life, and I've seen a lot of what I call professional wood. And that's what I will, you know, for instance, $25,000 for a set.
Mm-hmm.
And actors have a hard time paying their bills.
Right.
I take issue with that. And as a company, this is my way to exercise that demon, is to try to be a sustainable company. And actually, the Outright Festival is a perfect example of that, which is kind of, you know, what I'm here today for, is to talk about what we have going on this week with the Outright.
So. Let's move into that. First, sure. I wanted to ask you, so far for the year, what's the lineup been? And then let's, you know, just kind of segue that into the Outright.
We started out with Fertile Ground Festival, and that was, we did Sonnetscape again.
Right.
That was the final. Well, not the final, actually. We're going to do this puppy at least one more time.
All right.
We have one more modification that we know will make this a better show.
I can't wait to see what it's changed, right. Nice. Or what it's morphed into.
Nice. So we'll do, we did Sonnetscape in January along with A Virgin in Neverland, which is one of our ensemble members, Nicholas Hoback. It's his solo show. Nick is, and I don't think he would have any issue with, he did a one-man show about it. He shouldn't have any issue. Nick is a 28-year-old virgin, ladies. Look him up on the Facebooks. And he wrote a really, really great, compelling story that kind of brought the myths of Peter Pan and Pan himself and fused them together in this story of how he's kind of dealt with being a 28-year-old virgin and what that means to him. So we did that piece, and then we created an absurdist piece called Ellipsis or dot dot dot. And that simply was what in theater we call an open scene, very basic scenes, and that ran during Fertile Ground as well. We've got the Outright Festival going on now, and then at the end of August 24th and 25th, we do A Midsummer Night's Somnambulism. mm-hmm. out at Bagby Hot Springs, which is an overnight performance of Midsummer Night's Dream done in basically real time. So you spend the night with the lovers out in the forest. We camp out there. We get in the hot tubs. We have a great time. It's pretty insane. We did it last year as well. It's
right on. Cool. Well, tell me. Okay, so more about Outright. Let's talk about it. That's going on this week, right?
Yeah.
Pride Week. So this is the big deal. Pride Week going on. Outright Festival.
We started it in 2011. It started out as the Gay Pride Reading Series, mm-hmm. We did quite well with it. It was a really big learning experience for us as a company as far as what puts butts in the seats, mm-hmm. For us, because a large part of our following is a queer following. So. We kind of took a couple years. We took some submissions of original scripts and curated those and thought about it and what did we want it to be. And then we came back this year with what we've now branded as the Outright Festival, which is supposed to be a celebration of LGBTQ, the LGBTQ contribution to theater, cool. Which is obviously immense. Right. So, I mean, we obviously can't do everything in one year, and that's the beauty of it, is we hope this continues on to be a much bigger thing. Right now, it's produced solely by Fuse with the help of Ronnie LaCroute, who is an amazing supporter of theater in town, as well as Leland Hansen, who's a great supporter of Fuse. With the intention, we hope that this will continue to grow. There's a lot of gay theater going on this month in Portland. I mean,
right.
Defunct has Children's Hour going on, and Boys in the Band. Avenue Q is going back up.
Right.
I mean, there is so much gay theater going on, and it seems ridiculous that we can't bring this together at least to cross promote and cross and pollinate each other's audiences. You know what I mean? So that's really the big idea of the Outright Festival, particularly to Portland. But I don't see why this can't be a national sort of thing. That in this particular month where we celebrate Gay Pride,
right.
Why can't we celebrate the gay contribution and have an Outright Festival that is a national thing? It's happening in New Orleans, New York, LA.
This is our month. It has the potential to grow. So this week, and where's it going to be? Where's the Outright Festival? Where do people get tickets?
Get tickets at www.fusepdx.org. Or you can also just come to the door. They're $5 at the door. A whole festival pass is only $20. It's 6 shows for $20, and you can pick and choose. And that $20 is certainly going to go to good use. It costs it costs us about $8,000 to produce this festival, and that's on a dime for what we're doing.
Right.
But we could never make all that money back, even if we sold out every audience. So we're really hoping that people show up and that people want to contribute to the longevity of this, not just, you know, get a good cheap ticket out of it. The shows are amazing. We have ridiculous amounts of talent. Like we're employing over 55 artists or actors and artists in town. Some of the biggest names that we have in the Portland theater scene. Todd Van Voorhis is come along to play with us. Ithaca Tell's in the show that's going to go up in about an hour from now.
Okay.
Consider the Oyster.
That's right. It starts today.
Yes. Yeah, starts
today and runs through Pride.
Runs through Pride. Yeah, we have shows tonight through Saturday at 7:30, and then we have one show as well on Saturday at 2 p.m., which definitely is worth the matinee.
So there you go, folks. Get your week started off right. You can start tonight. In an hour, the first show is going to be showing. And tell the listeners one more time where to go.
Theater. Actually the last performance that will ever happen at Theater. Theater has been closed down.
Oh, okay.
This is the last bit of theater that will happen there. So it's kind of amazing. Don Horn got Theater going a number of years ago, and mm-hmm. Don with Triangle Productions was a big supporter of gay theater and a big proponent of gay theater. So it's kind of appropriate that we're closing this with a big gay festival as well. It's kind of cyclical that way.
Yes, nice. Thanks. Well, thank you, Rusty. Thanks for coming on the show. Thanks
Absolutely.
For talking to
thank
me.
Thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I know. Wonderful. Get out there, folks, and get some gay theater in you this week if you don't do anything else. Next up, we're going to hear from an artist that's going to be playing. I think it's a CD release coming up on the 16th. So, again, Pride Week. Marissa Anderson, and we're going to play a track from Marissa, and then Carl is going to come on and talk to Marissa for a little bit, and we'll hear some more music. ¶¶
Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO. My name is Carla. The song that we just heard was titled Happy Camp from Marisa Anderson from her latest release titled Mercury. And Marisa is going to be performing here in Portland this coming Sunday, June 16th. It is her record release show at Mississippi Studios, which is located at 3939 North Mississippi. I'd like to welcome Marisa to the show. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks, Carla, for having me.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for creating such beautiful music. Now, we're going to be playing a couple more samples from Mercury. And again, we were just listening to Happy Camp. But I know you've done quite a bit of music in your past. Perhaps let listeners know, where can they find the full selection of the music that you've created?
Well, you can go to my website, which is marisaandersonmusic.com, and my name is spelled with one S, so it's M-A-R-I-S-A, Anderson with an O. And my whole discography is on there, including some Dolly Ranchers records from back in the day, if any of you remember that band. And then the Golden Hour, which was my previous disc, and a record called Holiday Motel that I did, and now Mercury, which is my newest one.
Right on. I really have enjoyed all the different music that you've created, and you've been really busy. I know in addition to this CD Mercury, you're also the artist in residence for KBOO, and I wanted to be sure our listeners knew about this because you're actually the first artist in residence. And what is that going to look like for you as we move through the year?
Well, as artist in residence in KBOO, which is pretty exciting, I think that the program officially starts July 1st, and there's going to be a meet and greet at KBOO on June 30th, in fact, for people that want to come and see the station and maybe talk about the artist in residency program. And I will be hanging around the station a little bit. I'm going to do some recording there. I get 20 hours in a studio with one of your engineers, and I will probably be checking out some equipment and going around, and I want to do some field recording. The goal is to make something, make a piece that I will present in December, and I can use all of KBOO's resources to do it with.
That's going to be so exciting. So it'll be great to have you around the KBOO studios. We can look forward to that. And then also, well, maybe I'll just have you come back and share your creations on Out Loud. But so it sounds like there'll be some type of a party again happening in December to share your creations with everybody.
Yeah, that's the goal.
How exciting. Yeah. How exciting. Now, you are going to be performing here in town again this coming weekend, Sunday the 16th. And you're going to be, there's going to be another group performing with this show, correct? Dragging an Ox Through Water?
Mm-hmm. That's Brian Mumford's project. He's a local guy that does some pretty interesting stuff. He's going to go on at 9, and I'll go on at 10. And the show's free, which is really nice.
All right. So it's a free show, and an apology to our younger listeners. I did notice Mississippi Studios, this is a show for ages 21 and older. So
I tried to get it to be all ages. I asked them, but they couldn't do it. So.
Strats. Well, again, but still, it's at least it's free, and everyone 21 and older is welcome. Again, the show Saturday the 16th is happening at Mississippi Studios. Sunday the 16th.
Yeah.
This coming weekend. For folks that have never
end to Pride weekend.
It's a nice way to wrap up the weekend with everything else going on. For folks that have never been to Mississippi Studios, the location again is 3939 North Mississippi. And again, I encourage folks to check out Marisa's website. Again, there's her current project, again, Mercury is there, as well as quite a few other projects. It's been great to listen to your music over the years.
Thanks, Carla.
Yeah, the full website for people that missed it, it's marisaandersonmusic.com. And again, Marisa is spelled M-A-R-I-S-A. So... Now, we are going to go back to a couple more samples of music. I want to let our listeners, though, let them know that you'll be back on KBOO tomorrow night as well, correct?
That's right. I'm going to be on Drinking from Puddles with Callie Danger. And she asked me to bring some records from my personal record collection. So I don't know what I'm going to spin yet, but I think it's going to be pretty fun. I like hanging out with Callie. So.
All right. So you'll actually be here live in studios. And for folks that want to tune in, that show is from 8 to 10 tomorrow night here on KBOO. Now, we're going to hear some more music in just a moment. But Marisa, any closing thoughts that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Oh, gosh, just come out to the show on Sunday. And if you can't make it to that one, keep your ears open and come out and say hi.
All right. So, you know, thank you so much for being our guest tonight. Again, folks, we've been speaking with Marisa Anderson, and her latest CD is titled Mercury. Thank you so much, Marisa.
Thanks, Carla.
And listeners, stay tuned. We're going to actually go into an extended music set from Marisa. Again, we started off with a title called Happy Camp. This next song is titled Galax, and then we're going to hear Sinks and Rises, as well as Hesitation Theme and Variation Blues. So stay tuned. Here's some nice mix from Marisa Anderson, all from the CD titled Mercury.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO. My name is Carla, and the music you've been listening to has been from Marisa Anderson, and her new CD is titled Mercury. The song you're hearing right now is titled Colfax. We just got done hearing Hesitation Theme and Variation Blues. Before that was Sinks and Rises, and we started off the set with Galax. Now, Marisa is the artist in residence for 2013 here at KBOO, so hopefully you'll be hearing a lot more from her. She will be performing and turning records right here in the KBOO studios tomorrow night from 8 to 10 p.m. Her CD release celebration for Mercury is happening this Sunday, June 16th, here in Portland. It's a free show for ages 21 and older at Mississippi Studios. There's a lot more information at marisaandersonmusic.com, and she does spell her first name M-A-R-I-S-A. Again, marisaandersonmusic.com. Now, I also want to let y'all know that KBOO and Out Loud are going to be part of the Pride Parade happening this weekend on Sunday morning. If you'd like to be part of the celebrations, you can meet us downtown at the Big Elephant on West Burnside and Northwest Park Avenue at about 9 a.m. We'll be meeting up. The parade starts at 11 a.m. and we are number 20 in the lineup. For more information, again, about KBOO and Out Loud being in the Pride Parade, you can contact us at outloudradio@gmail.com. KBOO will also have a booth down at the Pride Festival Fairgrounds. So a big cheers to everyone for Pride season, and we'll see you out and about. Let's get back to Natalie and Equalize.
Thanks, Carla. Big cheers to Pride for sure, and big cheers to KBOO and Out Loud for being in it this year. I know I'll be down there. I'll be down there, doing a bunch of stuff. I'll be in the parade, and I'll be at the booth. So come say hi, Natalie Marie. I'll also be hanging out with Portland's Gay and Lesbian Yellow Pages, who is an underwriter of the show and has done a wonderful job putting together all of the awesome local businesses that are queer-owned or gay-friendly and supporters of LGBTQ folks. Definitely people that you want to support, and that's the directory to look to if you want to find out who they are. I do got a couple of brief announcements. I found some things that are going on this week. Also for Pride, the Racial Justice Team and the Trans Justice Team through Basic Rights Oregon are going to be having a cupcake social at Cupcake Jones. The address for Cupcake Jones is 307 Northwest 10th. It'll be at 5 p.m. on, I think it's Thursday. And also the 7th annual Tea Party, which if any of you have heard before, it's a gathering for genderqueers, dragsters, gender variants, trans people of all stripes, and those who are busily defying the gender binary. Also welcome, of course, our family, friends, and pets. This will be held, it's usually at Overlook Park, and yes, again, this year it will be at Overlook Park on Friday at 5 p.m. One other announcement I had, if I can find it really quick, was, oh yes, Portland Pride, the big gay party at the Crystal Ballroom, Saturday, June 15th, 6 to 10 p.m. Crystal Ballroom, of course, is 1332 West Burnside. says, Hot Flash is turning up the heat this year with an incredible lineup at the Big Gay Pride Party. We've moved to the Crystal Ballroom and have room for everyone who doesn't love dancing it up with their bounce on their bouncy floor. Yes, the Crystal Ballroom, known for their very bouncy floor. And to make the evening even better, they've booked Vicky Martinez to perform for everyone. Vicky, of course, is the finalist from the season one of NBC's The Voice, and she'll be performing songs from her self-titled debut album, which include the hit single Come Along. So plenty of things to do this week and this weekend, and plenty of ways to support LGBTQ pride and folks in the community and organizations. Next up, we are going to be talking to Alex Pakula of Equalize and Lady Felicia of Felicia and the Dinosaur, and a benefit that we are going to be doing for Equalize soon. But first, we're going to hear a track from Felicia and the Dinosaur. This track is titled In the Key of Victory.
Old and wise, and like my father, you won't go without a bang. If you must go, please do, and know I love you all the same. If you accept the blame, wildfire. If you thought you were sad, man, you should hear that organ cry. I get my sunshine from a plastic bottle. Only 89, you could be happy by tomorrow. We'll be right back.
it may fall asleep. Let the truth keep you alive. You're a warrior when you dream. In the key of, in the key of, in the key of victory. Drink in the key of, in the key of.
And you just heard from my personal hero, Felicia, Felicia and the Dinosaur in the Key of Victory. Felicia is here with me in the studio now, along with Alex Pakula of Equalize. Felicia, you're doing a benefit concert coming up for Equalize, so we're going to be talking about that a little bit. But first of all, before I get into that, just because I don't know how familiar people are with Equalize, Alex, why don't you start off the conversation and just, you know, fill us in. Let us know what Equalize is. Tell us a little bit about it. Tell us how it got started and just everything there is to know.
Great. Thanks, Natalie. Yeah. So I've always been a huge music fan, especially like punk music, and Warped Tour has always been, you know, basically a home away from home for me. Like every summer, I look really forward to going to it. And for those of you who don't know, Warped Tour is a music festival that travels around the country every summer, and they're coming up on their 19th year, I believe. And it's a great thing if you're into fun, loud music like that. So in 2008, I went and basically said whatever LGBTQ organization was there, those like representing queer people, I was going to sign my life away. Like that's what I was going to like set my sights on to get involved with, because there's a lot of different organizations that work with the tour. So I'm wandering around, I'm walking around, and I'm passing Greenpeace and PETA and like, you know, Red Cross and like all these other organizations. And there was nobody talking about queer issues at all. And I knew I wasn't the only queer person there because, you know, there's like a lesbian couple holding hands wearing like rainbow pyramid belts going past me and, you know, lots of other people representing with like pride shirts and stuff like that. And I was so upset. So I came home after and was just ranting to a friend of mine, you know, I can't believe, like, why isn't anybody out there? And he looked at me and was just like, dude, start your own organization. So,
right.
So I did. Here we are.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to do it, but he helped me out. And 5 years later, here we are. Our official mission statement is that we educate young music fans on issues that affect the sexual and gender minority communities and give them tools to create positive change. So we kind of have a twofold where we educate people in general about what's going on. And then we also teach them how to have conversations with other people and educate them as well. And just spread the word that it's no longer cool to be a jerk and to say things or do things that are homophobic and transphobic.
Right.
Yeah.
So really, get with it.
That's Equalize in a nutshell. Don't be a jerk.
Hey, that's a great, actually.
I can honestly say growing up as a queer lady in a very, very straight town, I would have loved and adored to have something like Equalize available to me. So this is Alex's baby, and yep. I'm so proud to know him and be a part of this now.
Thank you. Equalize is rad. I've actually heard of it before and been familiar. I just wanted to get everybody else, you know, on board. So there's lots of NPOs and like different nonprofit organizations at Warped Tour that they have booths set up and give information and stuff like that. Similar to Pride, which I'm sure people are going to experience. excuse me. So yeah, part of what Equalize does is goes to Warped Tour. Mm-hmm. And sets up the booth and does this education. Is there education and training and other things that go on outside of that context, or is it mainly geared up for this event that people are...
Yeah, we have a pretty small capacity, so we've mostly been focused on touring and then doing some local concert events throughout the year. And it's actually been going really well. Last year, we went on the tour for a week and met 1,500 new Equalizers over the course of like 6 days of tour, which is amazing. And this summer, I'm leaving in 2 days to go on the tour for a couple of weeks. So we're hoping to double that. But outside of that, we've developed an Equalizer 101 training that we've done in a couple different community events here, and I'm hoping to continue to spread that and train people so that they can train other people on that throughout the country.
Cool, right on. And the if people want to get more information about Equalize, is there a website?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can check out equalizeit.org.
Okay.
And we also have a Facebook that is updated more often. We're in the process of getting a new website, which should be up in about a week. But our Facebook is facebook.com/equalizeit. And you can say hi to us on there and like us and all that fun Facebooky stuff.
Like cool. Us.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm on the website right now for Equalize It. And what is this Flowbots plus Equalize? What's going on with that?
Oh, yeah. It was really great. So to go on tour, we had an Indiegogo fundraiser and we raised $3,500, actually over $3,500, so that we could go on tour this year. And Flowbots partnered up with us. They're a like positive hip hop sort of band out of Denver. Yeah. And they offered 5 customized rhymes written by one of their rappers as incentives to donate to our Indiegogo campaign. So that was really awesome.
Oh, rad. That's yeah. So cool. Yeah, yeah. Teamed up. Okay, so what do we have coming up? This is like, okay, Pride Week, you know, big, spectacular extravaganza, lots of fun, lots of consumering going on. but the fun continues. After Pride, we've got a benefit show coming up, and why don't you tell us a little bit about that, Felicia?
Yeah, we're going to keep the momentum going. We have a benefit coming up on June 28th, and we're partnering with the Burgerville on Southeast Hawthorne specifically. They are partnering with different organizations to help raise proceeds for them, and they contacted Equalize and they said, "Do you want to be a part of this?" And we said, "Hell, heck yeah."
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. And so we have a local artist, Autry, and then my band, Felicia and the Dinosaur, and then LA-based band, We Are She Is, which is a queer identifying band from LA. They are on board as well. So it's going to be 3 acts, and it's going to be from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And during that time, Burgerville is going to be donating 10% of their proceeds all to Equalize. So we're going to be down there the whole evening. We're going to be playing music and having fun. And it's going to be a very family-friendly event, so feel free to bring people of all ages and sizes. And yeah, it should be great. Autry is always a lot of fun to see live. She is a light in this world for sure. She's really silly, very empowered woman. And she also has done a lot of anti-bullying work, so I always like performing with her. And then We Are She is kind of like electro-pop sensation that's, I think right now, pride-hopping different prides, and they're
Are
playing.
They?
Yeah, they're making their way up here, and I'm pretty excited to see them and to get to hang out with them as well. But yeah, so we're going to be flyer in the town pretty soon. We're kind of needing people to help do outreach, so help us spread the word. June 28th, it's going
to
be great.
Yeah, for sure. June 28th, you said, 5 to 8 p.m., Burgerville on Southeast Hawthorne, okay? And these are raising funds for, you said there was a number of organizations. What other organizations do you know? Are you familiar with any of the others that...
The event on the 28th is just an Equalize event,
cool.
But they do various different events. I know on June 15th, they're doing an all-day reading event. I don't know what organization they're working with for that, but it's to promote, you know, getting youth to read more. And they've done some work with Portland Public Schools and some other organizations as well. I don't know all of them off the top of my head.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Right on. So Equalize will be there. Felicia and the Dinosaur will be there. We Are She Is will be there. And I'm not sure, but they're probably, you said they're pride hopping, they'll probably be at Pride too as well. So people can check that out. And again, this is a great way for folks to help contribute, you know, and to, you know, raise money to help these things happen, to help Equalize get to Warped Tour. You call it the, what is it? What's it called? It's called the Warped
Mission Equalize Warped Tour.
Warped Campaign, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the Warped Campaign. Yeah, yes. Get Equalize to Warped Tour so there can be a presence, you know, an LGBTQ presence there. It's very important. I mean, I don't know anybody else who's been to Warped Tour. I mean, you can tell. You can definitely tell we're there, and why isn't there a presence you know. We're going to actually, so one more time for folks, that's June 28th. June 28th is what day?
It's Friday.
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 It's Good Friday. So with that, Friday from 5 to 8, we're going to close the show out with a song, another song from my favorite artist right now, Felicia and the Dinosaur, called Good Friday. So remember, Friday, keeping the momentum going, following Pride, hit up the Burgerville on Southeast Hawthorne.
Come
hungry and be here for Out Loud next Tuesday. Same Out Loud time, 6 to 7. And live free, live loud, and always live your life out loud.
Not your home no more. You must take that girl and leave. Cut down your old family tree. Your family tree. Oh, out there still someone left out there in Mississippi that who loves me and bet you I count it. Came from all your magnolias are gone. They are gone, 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 gone. They are so gone, gone.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland Saturday Market, where shopping is an art, celebrating 40 years of American arts and crafts, freshly prepared foods with an international flavor, and local music every Saturday and Sunday from March 3rd through Christmas Eve in Waterfront Park. Local artisans, international food, live music, PortlandSaturdayMarket.com.
Particles on the Wall.
An exploration of the effects of nuclear technology on the Pacific Northwest and the world.
Particles on the Wall.
An exhibit of art, literary works, science, and historical memorabilia that describes the human and environmental impact of the Hanford Nuclear Reservation.
Particles on the Wall.
May 3rd through June 14th, second floor gallery in the EcoTrust building.
Particles on the Wall.
Co-sponsored by Oregon Physicians for Social Responsibility and KBOO Community Radio.
Particles on the Wall.
Information can be found online at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the page under